$1,000 for doing that, which gave us the opportunity to help. There's one up in Springfield now. There's a lot of literature around so that people who live on the lake could do a buffer strip of their own to keep the shoreline from eroding. So that was a project. And just doing things like that make you feel like you're part of something. Yeah, and I think when the new nursing home was built, the garden club built the planters that are on the outside in the quad. We had two, and then we cared for them. We planted them and took care of them all summer. Yeah, things like that. I think, you know, it makes you feel good inside that you're doing something for someone else, but it also brings you all together.
Well, is there anything else you would like to discuss about Cooperstown?
Did I tell you about? I haven't told you about. You asked me about Cooperstown in Detroit. Well, one of the fun things my sister and I love to do when we were on Brooklyn Avenue with my grandmother, and my mom and dad weren't there yet. We were quite young, and there were two young women across the street from us, same age. So we would sit on our porch after my grandmother went to work early, and we would wait for the Iroquois milkman. That was the Clark's Iroquois. And we would have chocolate milk from him. And then we'd wait for Snyder's Bakery to come along, and we would have cinnamon buns. Four of us sitting there having our breakfast. But, of course, in Detroit, you don't do things like that. Well, then, along later on in the afternoon, the meat man would come, Armstrong's meat truck, and my gram would order meat from him, and he'd deliver it. And then in the window, there was a sign on how much ice we wanted this week. So the ice man would come along. I mean, it was so much fun. It really, we did love doing that. I did. I think I told you there were 7 soda fountain places in Cooperstown when we were younger. And of course, after school, we'd have to go down to Withy's, is where Danny's is now. Mm-hmm. That was a drugstore. And in the front, when you walked in the door, there was a ice cream soda fountain. So we'd go every day and have Dingbats. You know what those are, of course. I think that's about all.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to thank you for taking your time with me today and discussing this wonderful town and the role that your family has played in it and the role that the town has played in your family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.